I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Wednesday, July 6th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. Von Golden reports for WSKG-TV that after a New York appellate court invalidated the lines for the state assembly districts last month, a lower court is now moving forward with drawing new boundaries in preparation for the 2024 elections. However, the judge overseeing the matter has not decided on an exact process for doing so. In an order last week, Judge Lawrence Love directed the attorneys who brought the original case challenging the assembly lines to submit briefs on how to proceed. Aaron Foldenauer, an attorney for one of the petitioners, said one option available is to engage the services of a special master, as was done when the maps for congressional and state Senate districts were redrawn earlier this year. Quote, or there are other options to the court, and we'll be going through that in detail with the court in the next month or two, unquote, Foldenauer said. In the same order, the judge cited a section of law suggesting the court may consider trying to revive the state's independent redistricting commission. To that, Foldenauer said, quote, I do see a lot of practical problems as far as trying to get the IRC together again. I'm not even sure that the commission can be forced to reconvene or to work, unquote. The judge is asking the attorneys to submit briefs on the issue by August 8th. How the process will move forward from there is unclear. Read more at wskg.org. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has announced a $500,000 initiative to aid small businesses. The board launched Columbia Forward, designed to strengthen the business community as it emerges from the pandemic and encourages local economic development activities. Under Columbia Forward, the Columbia Economic Development Corporation and the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce will partner to implement and manage a three-year, $450,000 program intended to assist county-based small businesses and local economic development committees, Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said. The county will give the DEC an additional $50,000 in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act to support a new small business grant program to which the corporation has committed $500,000 in new loan funds. Loans of up to $25,000 will be made available to credit-eligible borrowers. There are approximately 1,750 businesses in Columbia County, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, with more than 78% employing 10 or fewer people. The program will target these small businesses disproportionately impacted by the pandemic, including businesses in the travel, tourism, and hospitality industries, Morrell said. The program will also focus on Main Street retail, small manufacturing, and service businesses. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Liz Montgomery reports for Porcupine Soup that Greene County Solid Waste Management will hold its annual Household Hazardous Waste Collection event on July 9th this year at the Wyndham Highway facility at 83 County Route 21, also known as Mitchell Hollow Road. A second event is being planned for Athens in the fall. County residents are being directed to come to the site during the time period specified based on the first letter of their last name. The time periods are as follows: A to F from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., G to K 9 to 10 a.m., L to P 10 to 11 a.m., Q to U 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and V through Z 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Participants are urged to separate and package the hazardous waste to prevent leakage during transportation. The county also asked that there be only one occupant per vehicle and no children or pets while transporting hazardous waste. Documentation of Greene County residency, such as a driver's license or utility bill, will be required. This event is for household hazardous waste only. Commercial or agricultural waste will not be accepted. Details are available at 518-943-4600 or solidwaste@discovergreen.com. The county is also reminding residents that beginning July 12th, the Cooksackie Transfer Station will be temporarily relocated to 370 Mansion Street in Cooksackie while the existing transfer station is renovated. Only bagged garbage and recyclable paper, cardboard, cans, and glass will be accepted. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.